This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Some homes evacuated because of gas leak in West Wichita. We've got the story.
Kansas Senate President is considering a 2020 run for the U.S. Senate. I'm Dan O'Neill.
The job picture is improving for Wichita and Kansas. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. One more dry day in Wichita before changes arrive tomorrow. A storm system from the west will bring us a good chance of rain, and we may even see some snow mixed in by tomorrow night. Our full forecast is coming up.
Residents in far west Wichita allowed back in their homes following a gas leak last evening. This happened just before 6 p.m. at 151st Street and West Maple. Wichita Fire Battalion Chief Michael Russell says a construction worker was digging and hit a gas line.
They went in on one side of 151st Street and were boring underneath the street and coming up on the other side. And somewhere in the process, the line got struck.
Fire crews gave the all clear later, even though some residual odor remained in the neighborhood.
Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel says she's considering running for the U.S. Senate in 2020. She plans to form an exploratory committee.
Weigel told the Wichita Eagle Wednesday that she's taking a serious look at the race. Kansas Senator Pat Roberts announced last Friday he will not seek re-election. Weigel is the latest prominent Republican to express an interest. State Treasurer Jake LaTurner announced his candidacy Tuesday. Departing Governor Jeff Collier, Attorney General Derek Schmidt, and Representative Roger Marshall are also considering the race. Weigel is from Wichita and has served in the legislature since 1991. She will finish her second four-year term as Kansas Senate President in 2020 and has said she won't seek another. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Well, the job picture is improving for Wichita and Kansas. Wichita State University's Center for Economic Development and Business Research has released an updated Kansas employment forecast. The center's director, Jeremy Hill, tells KNSS News.
We expect employment to continue to grow. We have like 0.9%, almost 1% for Wichita, and a little over 1% for Kansas. And a lot of the doom and gloom is going on nationally and globally, but we're still pretty strong about our employment growth.
Hill says manufacturing is driving growth in Wichita with recent announcements that Spirit AeroSystems is adding hundreds of jobs.
In California, a massive teachers' strike has been pushed back to Monday, giving parents a few more days to figure out what to do with their kids.
The teachers' union is furious, holding angry press conferences over the school district's stance when it concerns funding. Not just their salaries, but more staff and more teachers to help reduce class sizes. UTLA LAUSD salary point person Ingrid Gunnell says it does come down to money.
Teachers are still struggling since the recession. I voted to give up part of our salary during the recession to keep class sizes as low as possible and to keep services for our students. We still have not made up that money.
School Superintendent Austin Buettner says reserve money is being used for unions' demands, but paying for everything they want would require $3 billion more dollars that they simply don't have. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has made an unannounced stop in Iraq in an attempt to calm nerves of regional allies in the wake of President Trump's decision to withdraw troops from Syria. The secretary assures Iraqi Kurdish leaders that the U.S. is committed to protecting Syrian Kurds.
These have been folks that have fought with us, and it's important that we do everything we can to ensure that those folks that fought with us are protected. And Erdogan has made commitments. He understands that, I think he uses the language he talks about, he has no beef with the Kurds. We want to make sure that that's the case, and I'm confident that as Ambassador Jeffries and others travel through the region in the days ahead, we'll make real progress on that.
U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton recently said the U.S. would only leave Syria if Turkey pledged not to attack Kurdish allies in the region. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
College men's basketball action last night. We'll check out what happened for KU and K-State coming up in sports.
Officials say the health scare over romaine lettuce appears to be done. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Lawrence, Kansas police say 8 months after a woman died of a head injury, investigators have not determined whether she was the victim of crime. Sabrina Frock died in May at the home of a Lawrence man she met online. The man currently is in prison after violating probation for abusing another woman he met online 2 years ago. Frock's mother, Denise Slaughter of Brookfield, Missouri, says she suspects foul play and is frustrated with the police investigation in Lawrence.
Officials say the health scare over romaine lettuce appears to be done.
62 cases of people reported getting sick with E. coli over 16 states and the District of Columbia from October to December. 25 of them had to be hospitalized, most likely the result of eating tainted romaine lettuce. Now the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the outbreak appears to be over. An investigation shows the tainted romaine most likely came from the central coastal growing regions of northern and central California. The agency's been saying E. coli was found at a water reservoir on a farm in Santa Barbara County. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A new study has some interesting findings about who is sharing the most fake news on social media.
Researchers say Americans over 65 and ultra-conservative shared about 7 times more fake information on Facebook than younger adults and super liberals during the last presidential election. The first major study looking at who shared links from debunked websites found not many people are doing it. Researchers from Princeton University and New York University find on average 1 in 12 people shared false information during the 2016 campaign. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And a traffic update here on your Thursday morning commute. We do have utility crews checking out the report of a chemical odor outside in Wichita. This is in the 1700 block of South Dodge, a little bit southwest of Harry and Seneca. Checking that out. And the report that we have debris in the roadway. This is in the north lanes of the canal route at 13th Street. Broken wooden posts all over the highway. Trying to get that fixed up before the traffic starts getting really, really heavy. That's Traffic Update. Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist T.J. Springer. Good morning, T.J.
Good morning to you, Steve. How are you?
Doing well. It's a pretty nice morning out there. Not too warm, not too cold. And looks like, to me, if looking at the forecast coming up, you may have a little rain for us coming up, right?
We do, yeah. Some big changes because it has been so nice, as you mentioned. We're sitting pretty good for this time of the year, above average, really. We're going to have more partly cloudy conditions. We'll call it a mix of clouds and sunshine, and we'll have that breeze increasing out ahead of this system, and maybe a spotty sprinkle later on this afternoon with highs into the lower 50s. Tonight, mainly cloudy, and we'll keep that slim chance for a rain shower, but a much better chance. Rain likely tomorrow. Cloudy skies with that chance of rain at 70%, highs into the low 40s. The temperature right now in Wichita, just below freezing at 31 under partly cloudy skies.
All right, so it's supposed to come in tomorrow sometime. Early in the morning, late in the day?
I think probably by around this time we should be having some rain showers moving in. So it's going to be with us all the way through the day tomorrow, and then I think colder air going to filter in from the north, then we'll start to see that rain change over to snow late tomorrow and into our Saturday.
Now, the reason to listen to Steve and Ted tomorrow morning, because you'll know when, if there are traffic tie-ups, weather, we keep them posted, don't we?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely a morning where you want to know what the heck is going on out there, right?
You bet. Okay, thank you, TJ. KSN.
Thanks,
Storm,
Steve.
Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist TJ Springer. Guy wears bow ties. Ted wears a bow tie now and then. Looks great. I have never figured out how to tie one, or I would probably wear a bow tie occasionally myself. I'm just not smart enough to tie one. One of the big news stories, of probably the top news story this morning, may be, locally anyway, that Susan Weigel, the president of the Kansas Senate, is considering a possible run for the U.S. Senate. That would be the seat that will be vacated when Pat Roberts has decided he's not going to run again. And she's apparently going to, Susan Weigel, form maybe an exploratory committee to see, test the waters, if you will, stick her toe in the water, see if the waters are conducive to her running for that office. We know her. I don't know her very well. I did not know, for instance, I did a little research this morning. I didn't know she taught special education in Wichita's public schools. And then she was in small businesses with her husband, Tom. And I do know that at one time, Ted has told me, before I came to KNSS, I came here in 98. Did she actually host this show?
Yeah, former guest host of this program.
My research says she was elected to the Senate in 2001, but it was before that, wasn't it? I've heard 1999.
Yeah, it would have to be in the 90s.
But
yeah.
She's
she was multiple times guest host of this show, morning show here on KNSS.
Well, she's, if you know, I, and I've She lives in Wichita with her husband. They got seven children, 15 grandchildren. And, my impression of Susan is just interviewing her and so forth. She's she's got some fairly conservative views on some things, and then not so on others. And seems to be a reasonable person. Now, if you are the president of the Kansas Senate, it means to me you've got to have the ability to get along with a wide variety of people. Mm-hmm. Maybe find consensus, not maybe compromise, but consensus in what you're doing, and we'll keep an eye on her. I guess she'll let us know if she's going to actually jump in the water. Now, that election is, Ted, November of 2020, right? So that would be about 22 months from now?
Yes, a little less than 2 years from now.
Oh, I guess you got to get started early if you're going to get in there.
Now,
what's going to happen is we got one. Is Collier saying, Governor Collier saying he's interested? We got a couple of saying they're interested.
No, the only one that said is Jake LaTourneur.
Yeah, Jake LaTourneur.
State treasurer. Everybody else is saying, I'm looking at it.
I think some people think, well, if I better get in here quicker, there'll be all these people and nobody will know who I am. So anyway, Susan Weigel is considering a run for that Senate seat in the U.S. Senate, being vacated by Pat Roberts. We, as you may know, we talked with Jeremy Hill from the Wichita State University.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's all right. Go ahead.
But, that's a fascinating dynamic because the Republican primary in 2020 will be the Republicans have won every Senate seat in Kansas since 1932.
Right.
I'm not saying it's a done deal. It's an election, obviously. But that Republican primary in 2020 for that Senate seat going to be massive.
Yeah. Everybody who's ever been in politics in Kansas at any level is going to try to get in there.
Yeah.
Because it's a plum job. You got 6 years and basically just go down there and just listen to everybody else, disagree with them, and go on about your business. They don't do anything.
So
that's not true.
Primary's a year and a half away.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So you're true. True.
So
I'm being facetious. They do a lot of work that you never hear about. We only tell you about the stuff when they're mad at each other. 716, Steve and Ted. And it's going to be interesting. You're right, Ted. That primary is going to be a gow-wow, as we used to say. Anyway, we're talking to Jeremy Hill, and one of the things that came up in my conversation with him yesterday was he talked about the fact that I said, now, we don't have enough people to fill the jobs we have now. By the way, Rush Limbaugh's going to talk about that this morning on his morning update. He's noticed a national trend, more jobs than job seekers.
Right.
He's figured that out now. I asked him about that. We've got all these jobs, and several hundred now, at Spirit alone, and who's going to fill them? Well, he said there's a good possibility we'll get boomerang people. People who have actually left Wichita when times were tough in the aircraft industry, moved someplace else, and now they could be induced to move back and start in here again. And I've got, I know some people who've left Wichita and been gone for years that have come back. We're going to have some sort of a maybe big boomerang festival sometime for all of these people and just have a big welcome home party. But anyway, I thought that was very interesting. Jeremy Hill is at the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State University. That's a pretty complicated name for some people who do look at a lot of statistics and stuff and make predictions about the future. And the jobs future looks real good here as we go into 2019. Coming up on 7:18, Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is sports time here on a Thursday morning, and Ted has plenty of basketball to tell us about this morning, right, Ted?
Yeah, we do. Big hoops night last night here in the state. Home games for Kansas State and Kansas. We will start in Lawrence, where it was a top 25 matchup between number 5 KU and 25th ranked TCU. Good matchup between these two. TCU came into Lawrence on a 9-game winning streak. But, as has always happened to TCU, they go back to Fort Worth without a win in Lawrence. TCU has never won a game in Lawrence, Kansas, and that trend continued last night. Jayhawks and the Horned Frogs, you heard the game on KFH.
Dotson back to Diedrich. He wants a three. He'll get one again. Two threes for Diedrich. He's on fire. 27 points for Lawson.
Yeah, Diedrich Lawson was going off. The junior, with another double-double, he leads the nation in double-doubles. 31 points, a season high for Lawson. 14 rebounds. Jayhawks beat TCU 77-68. KU now 13-2 on the season. TCU falls to 12-2. TCU, like we said, has never won in Lawrence. 0-8 all time. Star of the game, like we said, junior Dedrick Lawson.
It was a point during the game. Coach Seth told me to demand the ball. So during that time, I just wanted to be aggressive if possible to get us the basket we needed to go on a little run, give us a little cushion, and to just overall finish the game.
That worked. KU gets the win. Jayhawks now 5-1 this year against ranked opponents. Got another win last night. Interesting goings-on in Manhattan last night. Kansas State, West Virginia, going up against their former K-State coach, Bob Huggins, at West Virginia. It was all Mountaineers for the first 21 minutes of this game. In fact, K-State was down by 21 points early in the second half. Had absolutely nothing going on last night. But then, K-State flipped the switch. Wildcats scored 50 points in the second half and roared back to win that game 71-69. Down 21 points in the second half, the Wildcats come back to win. That's the biggest comeback win ever in K-State men's basketball history.
And they've been playing a long time.
Sure have. So an historic night last night for the Wildcats. Senior Barry Brown had a season-high 29 points. He tied his career high with six steals. He had the go-ahead basket with 29 seconds to go as the K-State defense forced 17 turnovers, and the Wildcats took care of the basketball. They only had 6 turnovers the entire game.
Wow.
K-State comes back and wins it 71-69. 9,500 fans in Manhattan last night got to see a classic comeback for the Wildcats. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Boston Celtics win at home, beat the Indiana Pacers 135-108. In the starting lineup for the Celtics, former Kansas Jayhawk Marcus Morris had 22 points and 8 rebounds. The Celtics win their 4th in a row. They are in the number 5 spot right now in the Eastern Conference. JUCO basketball last night. The Butler Community College women and men on the road at Pratt. The Butler women beat Pratt 57-42. The Butler ladies are in first place in the Jayhawk East with a record of 14-2, and the Butler women are ranked number 20 in the nation. And then the Butler men took on the Pratt Beavers last night, and you heard that game right here on KNSS. Dennis Higgins had the call.
Pass from Allen to Juwan White up top, 8 on the shot clock. Here's Cameron Bryce, right wing, 3 up and in. Cameron Bryce nails his second 3. He's got 11, and the Grizzlies' lead now has expanded to 37-21 over the Beavers.
And a big win for the Butler men as well, beating Pratt 92-67, handing Pratt its 8th loss in a row. First road win in nearly 2 months for the Butler men. They have won 2 of their last 3. The Butler men now 10-6 on the season with that win last night. You heard it right here on KNSS. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, 7:21. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A national trend says, Rush, more jobs than job seekers. Traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.